You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
I was telling you about the importance of wudu. Many a time today, Allah forbid, we teach hadith, we study hadith, we don't even have wudu. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu was considered as one of the greatest Shaykhul Hadith in the past century. And he came to South Africa in 1981. That was Hazrat Shaykh's last itikaf, last Ramadan. The following year, on the 1st of Shaaban 1982, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ He passed away. And دُفِنَ فِي الْبَقِي He is buried there in Baqi in Madinah Munawwara. So he, Hazrat Shaykh, writes in his autobiography, Abiti, and he writes there that when I came to the final year, and I said that I'm going to sit directly in front of my teacher, and myself and my colleague, we made a pact. And the pact and agreement was that every hadith we will hear directly from the teacher, and we will sit in front of the Shaykh, whoever is teaching, but it will be in the state of wudu. And whenever the wudu was about to break, just outside the classroom, there was a tap there. So we would just elbow one another, I'm going, and you pose a question to the ustad. So Hazrat Shaykh would go, and his colleague would ask a question. In that interim, 1-2 minutes, quickly he would go, perform first wudu and come back. Sometime the other way around. Months passed like that, then one ustad realized, one student asks and the other student goes out. Then he asked that, why are you doing this? Then they said, this is the pact we made in the starting of the academic year. We want to hear every hadith directly from the ustad in front of the teacher and in the state of wudu. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in this Sahihul Bukhari, if you take the mukarrarat, you take the repeated hadith, there is more than 7,000 hadith. And if you remove that, approximately 4,000 ahadith. So according to various ulama and so forth. So let's take that. Ulama have written in the commentaries that they say Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, before including, inserting any hadith in this magnum opus, in this work of his, Al-Jami'us Sahih, he would make ghusl, he would read 2 rakat salat, he would make istikhara, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, must I include this hadith in this book here? When the answer was positive, then he used to do so. Imagine this was the precaution, how meticulous, how particular he was and so forth. If you got Fathul Bari and you have the Muqaddama, so Hadyusari, you will find all these type of things there, most of them. Oh, Badruddin Aini, Umdatul Qari, and that you will find. Many ulama, our ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, who became Hafiz of the Noble Quran in 27 days, he taught Bukhari Sharif 50 years approximately. So he wrote the whole commentary, more than 24 volumes now in Urdu, and is known as Kashful Bari. So all these details you will find there. So Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Allah Jalla Wala accepted him. He writes this work, remember, Bukhari Sharif in 16 years. Mawlana Yazid was telling us just now for the students that remember Fiqhul Bukhari fi tarajumihi. The headings which Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, placed, he did not just take it anywhere. When you go to Madinah Munawwara, remember there's a place there which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, the portion between my hujra mubarakah, my house, and between the pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. There Imam Bukhari in riyadul jannah inserted this tarajim. He inserted the tarjamatul bab and headings. So imagine what great lengths he went to for this great work of his. Regarding Imam Bukhari's hafiza and his memory, remember it was so powerful. The muhaddisin of Baghdad, they turned and twisted the ahadith and they gave it wrong asanid and chain. And lo and behold, he read it the correct way and he read it the incorrect way, the way they posed it to him. 100 ahadith like that. So this is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala chooses them. Regarding Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, that the ulama used to admit that he is Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. His student, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, one day said, Da'ani, oh Ustad, give me permission. Uqabbilu yadayk wa rijlayk, I want to kiss your hands, I want to kiss your feet, because you are Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, you are Ustad al Muhaddithin. So much love they express for their teacher and so forth. So remember that we have all these giants in Islam. When I went, and all of you should try, inshallah, go make intention, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we perform our Hajj, we perform our Umrah, we go make Ziyarat of Madina Munawwara. We go to our first Qibla, and thereafter try and travel in the world. So yes, last year we went, mashallah, to Uzbekistan, and when we went there, for you the ulama especially, you should try and go there. Uzbekistan is a place where the muhaddithin, where the fuqaha, where the mufassireen are buried there. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is buried there. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah is buried there. Imam Darimi is buried there. Sahib Hidayah Allama Marghinani rahimahullah is buried there. Allama Nasafi rahimahullah is buried there. It is place filled with knowledge. But when communism came, remember they destroyed everything. Where Imam Muhammad bin Ismail Abu Abdullah al-Bukhari rahimahullah is qabr mubarak is. If you went there in the early 90s, when they just had independence and they started cleaning everything up, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, this is what the communists wrote. Al-Imam al-Bukhari is buried here, and on the wall the plaque says, "Herein lies." Listen carefully. Naqlul kufri laysa bikafirin. There they said that herein lies a great communist leader. By Imam Bukhari's grave, that was the plaque, that was the board, the lawha al-jidar. It was saying that here lies a great communist leader, Allah forbid. Now, alhamdulillah, they have their independence and so forth. And each one of you, especially ulama students, make this intention. We can go to these places there, great, great history there. When Almighty Allah takes work from a person, then always they are hasideen and haqideen. People who are jealous, people who have hidden agenda and so forth. So Imam Bukhari had to go to tribes and tribes and tribes. As far as the madhab of Imam Bukhari goes, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah writes in Faizul Bari, he was a mujtahid, and that is what we agree on, most ulama, that he was a mujtahid himself. Nevertheless, that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in the ending of his life, now he went through so many trials, he cried to Allah, "Ya Allah," how the Quran says of Ka'b bin Malik in them, "Dhaqat alaymul ardu bima rahubat." The whole world, in spite of it becoming so spacious for me, it has become very narrow. "Ya Allah, take me from this world." Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's taqwa, one incident, me and you, hardly a day will pass by and we don't make ghibat and backbite. Ghibat, zikrul aib indal ghaib. Somebody is not here and we must speak bad of that person. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was that personality. He states, "The day I realized that ghibat, backbiting is haram, from that day I never ever backbited of anybody, and I have firm conviction, my Allah will not question me regarding ghibat and backbiting." You my sisters who are studying, you my brothers who are studying, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, "Jirmuhu sagheer wa jurmuhu kabir." The size of the tongue is small and the crime it commits is big. So remember, this is Bukhari rahimahullah. He was born on the 13th of Shawwal. The time comes for his demise. It is the night of Eid, Laylatul Eid. The moon is sighted. And the year, remember, is the year now he was born is 194, and he passes away in the year 256. So we see one side the moon was rising, the crescent, for Eid al-Fitr. And the other side, the moon and the sun of knowledge was setting. And that is Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's demise. So it was a happy day for the Ummah, Eid al-Fitr. It was a sad day for the ulama and the scholars and the Ummah. Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah's demise has taken place and is buried. If you go, that I went to Tashkent and to Bukhara and then Samarkand. From Samarkand, it's 30 kilos away. We read Jummah Salat there, and thereafter we went also to the Qabr Mubarak. Nevertheless, it's 30 kilos approximately away from Samarkand, and the area where he's buried is called Khartang. Khartang. What is the meaning of Khartang? This is Izzat wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tu'zillu man tasha. The day Imam Bukhari rahimahullah passed away, people came from far and wide. They could not even get means of conveyance to attend his janazah. Tang, very narrow. And khard, the donkeys and the horses and all these means of transport, they could not enter because of the huge crowd. So that day, the name of that place changed. Because khartang, the people could not enter with their means of conveyance there. So till today they call it khartang. So this is very, very briefly, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, whose title is Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. After he was whipped and lashed, he told the people, you whipping me? Bismillah. You whipping me? Alhamdulillah. You whipping me? Kulla yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. You can do what you want. Allah has decreed. But baini wa bainakum yawm al-janais. Between me and you is the day of my janaza. Go study Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's life. 800,000 people attended his janaza, and 20,000 non-Muslims embraced Islam. This son of Islam is buried in Iraq. Remember, next to the Dijla, next to the Tigris River, alhamdulillah, we went to Imam Abu Hanifa's grave, Imam Shafi's grave, Imam Malik's grave, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's grave. So go to these places and you will see the inspiration, motivation you get, inshallah. So that is the first part. You, my honorable students, ulama, write this down or make notes. It is being recorded. It is live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM. What I want to do now, this is a neglected science in our time, in our age. Ma'al asafi shadeed. We need to accept, and we must take criticism as well. We say we are studying ahadith, but we don't even know 100 asanid by heart properly. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was asked that, which is silsilatul zahab, the golden chain of hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah said, Malik an-Nafi an ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Malik reports from his teacher Nafi, today the Western world, the Orientalists, they object on Islam and say Islam allows slavery and so forth. I say, do you know what Islam did? The Rawi who Imam Bukhari says is silsilatul zahab, and that is, you must remember, Imam Abdullah ibn Umar. Go study the profile of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And what is the profile? Ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He set free and liberated 1,000 slaves, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. And he performed umrah 1,000 times. And wa hajja 60 marra. And he performed hajj 60 times. So we came to liberate the slaves. He told his student Nafi, you are my slave, I liberated you, go. He said, no, I stay here in your company. I want to learn the ahadith mubarakah. He stayed, Allah elevated him. Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, when he was asked, what is silsilatul zahab? He said, Malik and Nafi and Ibn Umar. Allah took the slave Bilal al-Habashi and put him on the occasion of Fatih Makkah on top of the Kaaba. And he gave adhan there, the only person in Islam to render adhan on top of the Kaaba, Musharrafa Baytullah, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. That Allah Jalla wa Ala, who took Nafi as a slave and elevated him, and his name is mentioned in silsilatul zahab. So this is what Islam has done. We liberated people and gave them the greatest, we put them on the greatest pedestal, and Allah gave them the greatest honor as well. So study the asanid. So here I want to mention 3-4 things quickly. We have a chain of transmission. And ma'al asafi shadeed, we have neglected the science. You the ulama, you the students, write this down. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that which the enemies also admit and confess. There is an Orientalist, maybe you know, maybe you don't know. I studied his works, alhamdulillah. He's known as Montgomery Watts. W-A-T-T. Montgomery Watt is his name. And remember, he's an Orientalist. He wrote the book Muhammad in Makkah, Muhammad in Medina, and all these things there. So remember, he's not a Muslim. He wrote one book, Formative Period. In that book, he writes, this Montgomery Watt, he says, your chain of transmission, your asanid, I studied it thoroughly, and I was amazed at the amount of consistency I found in it. He said, you Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth. You have the profile of 500,000 people. Sahaba, tabi'in, tabi'in. He writes himself. You can give me the reference. He says, I studied Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, all the Sunan works. And I found remarkable amount of consistency in the asanid. So imagine these are non-Muslims. If you just juxtapose and you compare for a moment, that you have Christians, you have other people, and you ask them that this Bible you have, why you wrote according to Mark, according to Luke, according to Matthew? They had to write that because none of them met Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is inqita in the Sanad. The Sanad is interrupted. Therefore, on air, I say, I'm live on air and I'm saying it again. So when we ask them that why you have so many different versions of the Bible, so it even confuses the virgins, they must remember that. And when we ask the Pope that how come you don't have one, we have one Quran, the text is the same, the commentary, yes, will differ, but the text wherever it is, and we have million people, millions, not million, male, female, adult and children who have by-hearted it. Today you go to Mauritania, you go to the place here in Africa called Mauritania, and remember that one great sheikh passed away just now when I was there in Medina. So Sheikh Mukhtar Anshadqiti, we read his Salatul Janaza there, he was a muhadir and a lecturer there in Medina. So remember Shanqit. Today if you go to Shanqit, you go to Mauritania, how we become hafiz of Quran, they become hafiz. Every student who is a student of hadith, he learns this whole Bukhari Sharif by heart. Then only does he get the certificate. So imagine what scholars this ummah is producing even today. So remember this, male and female. You can add that as well. Muhaddithin and muhaddithat. So this is a neglected science. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was a ustad, a master of this. For us who associated with Darul Newcastle, remember whether as a teacher, whether as a student, so we all are indebted to Hazrat Mawla Qasim Shema rahimahullah. Hazrat Mawla Qasim Shema was born in 1920. He passed away in 2007. 87 years Gregorian calendar, 90 years if you look there Islamically. And one teacher of Hazrat Mawla Qasim Shema, I was also his student, and that's how I came to Darul Uloom. Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad rahimahullah, he taught Mawla Qasim Shema in 1938, and he taught me in 1979 and 1980. So he was over 95 years old approximately, and we were the last students then. He took taqa'ud and he retired. Hazrat Mawlana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. I want to give you, I gave our Mawlana Abdul Qadir Adams, I gave Mawlana Yazid, the whole chain, and I want all you ulama who have this, that you should take it, mashallah, from Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Shema rahimahullah, right to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the chain of transmission, and when these great, great giants passed away and died and so forth, so that is the golden chain. The highest sanad in South Africa, the sharaf and honor belongs to Mawlana Qasim Shema rahimahullah. No one in South Africa, and believe you me, when I was in Makkah, Medina, our brother Ashraf Adam, you know Mawlana Junaid Adam, his son Sheikh Ashraf Adam, mashallah, he used to get students and used to ask me my sanad, they used to ask the asatiza who by Mawlana Qasim Shema studied and so forth. So they have all the various asanid. Allah reward them for all this great khidmat they have done. So let's go first to the sanad of Imam Bukhari here and see. We read, Babu Qawlillahi Ta'ala, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, remember we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say Quran Sharif is Kalamullah, is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala is Qadeem, Allah is Azali, Allah is Abadi, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be, Kullu Shayin Halikun Illa Wajha. So Almighty Allah's Kalam and direct speech was, is, will always be. One incident, because you like stories, and the awam, the public can benefit. You heard of a person by the name of Ibn Sina. The West is very shrewd. What they do? They change the name and anglicize it so people don't even realize whether he's Muslim or not Muslim. Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, they call him Saladin the Just. Now if a Muslim looks at Saladin, he might think he's somebody, Allah knows he's Muslim or not, Allah forbid. Ibn Sina, they change his name to Avicenna. Avicenna, Ibn Sina wrote a book called Qanun. And they translated, you ask the people in a medical fraternity, they study it till today in the various universities and so forth. So one day, a person fell ill in that vicinity. So Ibn Sina came, he's a big physician, doctor with his bag and what have you. So there was an imam, his name was Imam Qasim Bosh. We just give now example of Muhammad Qasim, obviously. So he looked at him, he said, Imam, what dunya is so? What you doing? This is my patient. But this Imam Qasim, he had lot of wisdom. So he told Ibn Sina, Avicenna, you, Allah gave you and gave you physician, medicine, you wrote a book. He praised him lavishly. He was smiling ear to ear. Then he told him that your brother, he is a kanjus, he is a makkichus, he is bakhil, he is stingy, he is a miser. He wiped that smile off his face. In 1 minute, half minute. So he told Ibn Sina, Ibn Sina, you ask me what I'm doing here. This is the ta'athir, the impact of Kalamul Bashar. 5 minutes I praise you, you are flying figuratively. And a half minute I criticize your brother, you no more smiling. If this is impact of Kalamul Bashar, then what do you think is the impact of Kalamullah? I was reading Quran Sharif on the sick person. Yeah, as we call Ruqya, Bukhari Sharif Hadith, Abu Sa'id Khudri's incident. Read 7 times Surah Fatiha, and Allah Jalla Wala will give shifa through His mercy and rahmah. We're not suggesting for a moment you must not take your medication. So yeah, Babu Qawlillahi Ta'ala, Allah the Exalted, the Sublime. Wa nadawul mawazin. Remember, people ask famous question. Why Almighty Allah is one, but He uses the plural, وَنَذَرُ إِنَّا كُنَّا فَائِلِينَ. All that, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. So in English we call this the royal pronoun. Arabic belongs to Semitic languages, and in Semitic languages you use the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. It is to stamp His authority. Allah says, I am fa'alul lima yurid. I do as I want to. Can anybody question Allah? Why in Cape Town today the sunset is 7:45? Why Allah is so long? And in Transvaal, in Gauteng is short? No one has the authority. That is Allah. He does as He pleases. So you must remember, sometimes He uses singular, sometimes He uses plural. So another, He's showing us His authority. We place al-mawazin, mawazin, the plural of mizan. So difference of opinion among ulama, will there be many scales that day or one scale? So if it is many scales, then mawazin. If it is one scale, then a very, very, very big scale it will be. So al-jam'a li-ta'zim. So it came for the big size and the magnanimous size of it. Al-qista, qista in Arabic, you're doing all this, you'll know. We call maf'ul lahu. Why Almighty Allah placed the scale? For the sake of justice. Our deen is called a deen because it is based on justice. Economic justice, political justice, and social justice. Maliki yawmiddin. Allah is the sole owner of the day of justice. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. So the day of Qiyamah, wanadahul mawazin al-qista. So the scales of justice will be placed, liyawmil qiyamah. وَيْقِيَامَا لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِنْ مَقَابِرِهِمْ The people will be standing up wherever they are, whether they are buried, whether they are cremated, whether they drowned, whether their bodies were burnt beyond recognition. Everybody will stand up wherever they are. So لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Then Imam Bukhari goes on, if you study this whole bab from the start, this kitab, the last kitab is called Kitab al-Tawheed. And our Islam is based, the foundation, on the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And then the subsection is, وَالْرَدْ عَلَى الْجَهْمِيَّةِ He is refuting the Jahmiyyah وَغَيْرِهِمْ and all the firq batila, the Shias and the Qadianis and the time there were no Qadianis as we understand, but they had other names. The Mu'tazilas and all these type of groups. So you must remember that that is what Imam Bukhari is showing us. So there were group of people, rationalists. Like today, they want to give everything and understand it with their aql. Understand these two statements. We say, when there's a conflict between aql and naql, when there's a conflict between reason and revelation, we must give revelation preference. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's a genius. So Sayyidina Umar came to Hajar al-Aswad and said, إِنَّكَ حَجَرْ لَا تَدُرْ وَلَا تَنْفَى لَوْ لَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَبَّلَكَ مَا قَبَّلْتُ If I did not see the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kissing you, I would not have kissed you. That is my aql. But I'm going to kiss you because we give preference to revelation, we give preference to the naql, the Quran Sharif, and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what Imam Bukhari wants to prove here. That you, the rationalists, the Mu'tazila, and all these people, you say that the actions will not be weighed because it is just, it's not substance, it is not something, you know, that is concrete, it is just abstract and so forth, it is arz, it's not johar and all. So he says, وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ أَيْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزَنْ Our actions, our speech, everything will be weighed, remember. And so many verses in the noble Quran. So yeah, Imam Bukhari is showing. In Urdu, it's a very beautiful sentence for those of you who understand. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan. One person gave out 1,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, charity. But he gave it out riya and wasum'ah. To impress the eyes of people, to impress the ears of people, so it is rejected and mardood in the law by all matter. Because Allah does not count the action, Allah weighs the action. So the person who gave 1 rand, $1, 1 rupee, but lillahi azza wa jal, so that person is maqbool and accepted by all matter. So remember that always, by Almighty Allah, quantity is not the criteria, the quality is the criteria. So me and you today, sometime our iman increases. So that brother, he reads 5 juz, 10 juz of the Quran. And then that night he reads 12 rakat, tahajjud salat. And then he thinks he's going to see Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. But for the next 5-10 days, he misses fajr salat. So that person, they cannot be a good person. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentic hadith that ahabbul a'mali ilallah adwamuha wa in qalla. The most beloved action by Almighty Allah Jalla wala is the one where this consistency, although it is quantity wise little bit, every night tahajjud time before we sleep, Allah give tawfiq, we wake up 3 o'clock, we read 2 rakat, 4 rakat tahajjud, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai, we beg Almighty Allah and we ask Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So that person is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So that is what Imam Bukhari is making read. Adatul Bukhari, wherever Tarjamatul Bab, there is an ayat of Quran, he'll bring that in the starting. Here he brought, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدٌ You have different madrasas. This madrasa is the madrasa of Abdullah ibn Abbas. It was based in Makkah Mukarramah. Abdullah ibn Abbas is that sahabi radiallahu anhu arda. Today if you go to Ta'if, you will find the biggest masjid known as Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas profile is written on the wall. This is the masjid in front. Behind the masjid is his mazar, he's buried there. I want to mention 2 incidents quickly. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, for me, it's better I stay in Ta'if and sometime a mistake I commit a sin. Because in Makkah Mukarrama al-Haram al-Makki, that if you make irada, you make intention of a sin, just intention. وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah says, you make intention of deviation and oppression and transgression, we will unleash a terrible punishment upon you. So that's why he left Makkah and he came. Makkah was his madrasa. Mujahid was his outstanding student. And remember, if you study the profile of Mujahid, like Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah, so he passed away, wa wasajidun. His last action was making sajda, crying to Almighty Allah, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. So this is Mujahid, student of Abdullah ibn Abbas in the madrasa of Makkah. Then he went, subhanallah, if you read, you must remember of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Now they gave him ghusl, and now they put in the coffin. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, is going to perform the janazah. Ja'at hamamatun bayda, a white bird comes. They don't know from where that bird came. And it just went into the coffin, into the shroud. They tried everywhere, take it out, nowhere. So the ulama, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, and them said, leave it. These are the actions of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Allah jalla wala gave it that shakal and the shape and form to say, Ya Abdullah, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum, Allah jalla wala loves your actions. It's so pure and so white. Say, for this bird came and it is tafa'ul and a good sign. These are sahaba. These are the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says al-qistas. Imam Bukhari looked for similar words. Wazinu bil-qistas al-mustaqim. So he says qistas al-adlu bil-rumiya. It is justice. So when we do business, we must be honest people of integrity. Wailul lil-mutaffifin. Wailul lil-mutaffifin. Woe and destruction to people who commit fraud. Today we know Muslims how much fraud we committing. You just have to look at the news and see how many times Muslim people names are coming, Allah forbid. So brothers, remember that deen is complete and comprehensive. It's not only our salat and siyam. Birrumiya, the question arises in the Quran Sharif. Are there non-Arabic words? Majority scholars say yes. Innahu kana huban kabira. Huban is lugatul habashiya. So remember, these words are ta'arib, they're Arabicized, and so the Quran Sharif is still Arabic, bilisanin arabi mubin. Wa yuqal. Now he's showing you the difference between al-qistu is masdar, is a verbal noun, and al-muqsitu wa huwa al-adil. So when you read from the mazid, al-muqsit, so it means adil. And when you read from the mujarrad, then it is qasid, and it means zalim. وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُ فَهُوَ الْجَائِرُ وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. You know that verse in Surah Jin. You students, I want you to write this down. And I told you, Mawlana Abdul Qadir and Mawlana Yazid, they got the whole Sanad. Because of time, I'll just give you. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah's last hadith, he, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, passes away in 256. So now the word, the dates have to go down. So see, حَدَّثَنَا أَحْنُ بْنُ إِشْكَاب. You can read إِشْكَابَ إِشْكَابٍ. He passes away in 217. Ahmad bin Ishkab passed away in 217. Then قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّد بْنُ فُدَيْل. So Muhammad bin Fudail passes away in 194. So you should know all this. So Ahmad bin Ishkab, 217. And Muhammad bin Fudail, so you must remember, 194. Then Umarat ibn al-Qaqa. So Umara bin Qaqa in 135. Remember, there is some slight ikhtilaf, 1-2 years this way, but this is the famous date. So Umara bin Qaqa, 135 after Hijrah, and Abu Zur'a. This Abu Zur'a is not Abu Zur'a al-Razi, the famous one. This is somebody else. So an Abu Zur'a, remember, he passes away in the year 95. Then you come to an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make dua. He's the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this ummah. And remember, he narrated 5,374 ahadith with the different chains of transmission. So he, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, two incidents of his you need to know. In Sahih Muslim is mentioned, one day he comes to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying, weeping. Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? What you crying? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother, she used such vulgarities, obscenities, insulting you, ya, and my heart cannot tolerate it. Make dua for Umma Abi Huraira. The Master alayhi salam makes dua. And Allahumma hdi Umma Abi Huraira. Give her hidayah, give her Islam. Abu Huraira goes back home, and then he wants to enter. His mother says from outside, Mahalan ya Abu Huraira, ala rislik ya Abu Huraira. Wait, wait. He's hearing his mother taking a ghusl. And then obviously she wore her clothes, everything, opened the door. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasul. He runs back to the Master alayhi salam. He's crying, first time crying out of sadness and grief, now crying out of happiness and joy. Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? Now what happened? He says, the mother of Abu Huraira aslamat. This you call moqa e shanasi. You must know when to tell your husband something. You must know when to tell your wife something. So Abu Huraira knows, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elated, so happy. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua. When Abu Huraira's name is taken, then the person who has iman, he must have a special affinity with me. Whenever we teach hadith, whenever we learn hadith, an Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a special affinity. Except the Shia la anahumullah. The Shias are non-Muslim. The Shias are non-Muslim. Every one of you who's present here, there are pages here behind me, and we distributed it now also. You must look at the pages I gave you. Who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, who cursed the Shias before his martyrdom in Karbala on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61. In Deya Shia Kitabs, Al-Irshad is the book's name by Sheikh Mufid. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh's son and daughter are survivors of Karbala. They saw their father being martyred and murdered. They cursed the Shias and said, Imam Zainul Abidin said, that falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah, you out. So that is the fatwa already. Ihtijaj of Tabarasi. Then Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha al-Kubra is the mother of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anha. His daughter is Fatima al-Sughra. She cursed the Shias and said, Tabban lakum wa la'natullah alaykum. Today you killed my father Hussein, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Kama qataltum jaddana bil ams, as you killed my grandfather Sayyidina Ali in the previous time. The Shia, shaitan, kafirs, what did they say? Nah, they said, yes. Qatalna aliyan wa bani ali bi suyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Murid, they said everything. In the Shia, yes, we murdered Ali, Allah forbid. We murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made from India. This is their testimony, their evidence from their books. So you, the ulama and students, great books are written. One book, Ad-Difa an Abi Huraira. So you should read that. All the objections they raise against Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He used to make dua, the great Shaykhul Hadith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min imarati sibyan. Ya Allah, I seek your protection before the youth start ruling this ummah. And lo and behold, his dua was accepted. In 58, 57, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the greatest Shaykha al-Hadith passes away. 2,210 ahadith are reported. The greatest Shaykhul Hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, performs her Salatul Janazah. And then in 58 or 59, he, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, passes away, buried there in Baqi. So when we go to Baqi, visit them, give salam, and say, we can never ever forget your ihsan upon us. Always remember that. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes away. This is the ending of the chain. My young brothers, my young ulama, my friends, I want to take you to the other side of the chain I'm giving you. Our principal, Hazrat Mawa Qasim Sema Rahimullah, passes away 2007. So now you'll be going upwards now. So in Islamically 1427, he's buried in Newcastle. His ustad was known as Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Amrohi, Baba Amrohi, they used to call him. He was very, very old, Baba Amrohi. Baba Amrohi passed away in the year 1367. Mawlana Qasim Sema, 1427. And Hazrat Mawlana Amrohi, 1367. And then his ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, easy to remember, all these are Islamic dates. 1313. Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi passed away. And then his ustad, from where he got ijazat of hadith, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi, he passes away in 1239. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi, 1239. And then you go to Shah Waliullah Rahimullah, who brought hadith from Medina Munawwara to the subcontinent of India, Pakistan. His demise 1176, some say 1175. So quickly, all the names: Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, 1427-2007. Hazrat Mawlana Amrohi, Baba Amrohi, 1367. Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, 1313. And Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi, 1239. And Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahimahullah, 1176-1175. So this is what you should know. Lawla al-isnad, laqala man sha'a man sha'a. Abdullah Mubarak used to say that if you don't have chain, you will say, anybody will say what they want to. Our deen ul-islam is based on a chain. You, my youngster, you became Hafiz. Ye Mona Yazid, subhanallah. We have to kiss him, his hand. His three daughters, remember, are Hafiza. What a great honor that is. In our South Africa, in our Cape Town, subhanallah, how many people, sons, daughters, children are Hafiz, Hafiza. Allah Jalla Wala took his name, his attribute, and gave it to me and you. So, Mawlana Ashraf Lamara, Hafiz, this one Hafiz, that one Hafiz. So, subhanallah, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, wa inna lahu lahafizun. So Allah, out of His fadl, benevolence, grace, mercy, gave us that. It's the chain that goes through. Second one in hadith, remember, is the chain. We have big complaint today, remember, against the seen and the sheen. The sheen are the Shias, and the seen are the Salafis. Salafis say you must go direct Quran and Sunnah. So I ask, what happens to the chain? What happens to the fiqh? So you must remember, if you ask them what Imam Abu Hanifa said, what Imam Shafi said, what Imam Malik said, what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, they say, hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. I say, is that so? Come, I examine you. I want to see how many asar need, you know. I want to know how many mutun, you know. So remember, Salafis are Muslim, but they will lead you astray in most cases. Because they want to make deen easy. Does deen easy lends up? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. That is what happens in majority of the cases. So you need to be extremely, extremely careful regarding the Salafis and whoever they studied. We love their teachers. I sat in the dars of Sheikh Umar Falata. He taught hadith for 49 years in Masjid Nabawi. I went to meet Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. I kissed his hand. So I speak all these things. I met Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz on many occasions, rahimahullah. I met Sheikh Hussaymin on many occasions. I met Sheikh Al-Qardawi. So all of them we met, but you can never bring them on par to Imam Abu Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. We have respect, but we will not accept their fatawa when it opposes a imma arba. So when a imma arba say three talaq is three, is three. You don't come and tell me we believe in Trinity. Three is one. We don't believe that. You want to tell us now three is one. It means you can't count properly over it. So we don't have taslis. We don't have all this here. So this is one example. So remember, our chain is very important. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah was a master of hadith. So in the starting he brought innamal a'malu bin niyat. whether you're a teacher, whether you're a student, whether you're a ummati. Everyone check our motive, our intention, what are we doing? Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. So he wanted to please his teacher, Imam Ishaq bin Rahawai. For Ustad, I will write the book. And what a book he wrote, it became maqbool in all parts of the world. It became the famous sunnah, say famous sentence, Asahul Kutub Ba'da Kitabillah, is Sahihul Bukhari. So the most authentic hadith kitab and the most authentic book after the Quran Sharif. So let's do the last hadith. So ye Imam Bukhari's Tarjamatul Bab is Wanada'ul Mawazin Al-Qis, the scale. So always you must look for Mahallut Tarjama. In the hadith, where is he linking the hadith to the heading? So this hadith comes another place also in Bukhari Sharif. If you open Fadlut Tasbih, you will find it there as well, with a different chain. So he says that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كَلِمَتَانْ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ. These two words are beloved to all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ, very, very light on the tongue. And thaqeelatan fil mizan. That's your mahallu tarjuma. So very heavy, weighty on the scale. We're speaking about scale, so here's it very heavy. So that's your link and rabt and connection, so you should understand that. Three, four things quickly here. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people are embracing Islam in their droves and droves. And now the mission and the message is coming to an ending. Yet, yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja is taking place. So, now ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you are in your latter portion of your life. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbik. Read abundantly to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Subhanallah bihamdi. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbi. So subhanallah bihamdi. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is teaching us a lesson min fiqh seerah. Study the seerah mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is teaching the master alayhi salam, in the ending of your life, read subhanallah bihamdi. I Bukhari, I'm ending this magnum opus, 16 years efforts, I end it off. Thaqilatan fil mizan, subhanallah wa hamdi. Hafiz ibn Hajar, regarding whom Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu, you will never find another Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah. Regarding whom Allama Shawkani rahimahullah said, after he read his Fathul Bari, he said, la hijrata ba'd al-fathi. So you must remember these are the giants. Ibn Hajar Asqalani is buried there in Cairo. We went to his grave also. So remember that he, go read Bulughul Maram and see the ihtiyat. Wherever they write a hadith in Bulughul Maram, so what he did, Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Hafiz al-Dunya, when in hadith you say, وَقَالَ الْحَافِظِ مُرَادُهُ الْأَشْهَرِ. So أَشْهَرُ الْحُفَّاظِ is Hafiz ibn Hajar. So when he quotes hadith in Bulughul Maram, in the ending he will say, رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي, رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ, رَوَاهُ الْأَرْبَعَى, رَوَاهُ الْأَرْبَعَى. The last hadith came, he changed his adat, his usloob. In the starting he said, أَخْرَجَهُ الشَّيْخَانِ. That this hadith has been mentioned, same hadith, and by Bukhari, and Imam Muslim, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and then he quotes it, this hadith, حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. The last words must be the words of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to put Bukhari Muslim after that because this was my last words. You see the lataif and the finer points of the great, great muhaddithin. So this is the sifati jamaliya and the sifati kamaliya. Allah Jalla wa Ala, He is the kamal of kamal, more perfect than the word perfect. Subhanallah, munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. Almighty Allah transcends every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. Subhan. There's no one word in English. So when we translate, we say everlasting glory, perfection for Allah. Wa bihamdihi, all praises is for Allah. That is sifat, the jamaliya. That remember the jamal of Almighty Allah. And the sifat kamaliya, you can change it both ways how you want. Subhanallah al-Azim, everlasting glory, perfection is for the majestic Almighty Allah. My brothers, we are reaching the end of today's dars. We thank Almighty Allah for this momentous occasion. Let each one of us read these words. We don't know when we will leave this world. Let us read these beautiful words thrice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-Azim. To you, the students, we say ahniyan lakum. You came to this madrasa, and we say it is a great, great thing. We thank our Mawlana Yazid. We make dua for our Mawlana Qasim Sima and all our Asatiza and all our teachers. Let us turn to Almighty Allah. Make dua for the Muslims in all parts of the world. You know what's happening in China. 1 million Muslims in concentration camp. You know what is happening in Palestine, in Kashmir. 13,000 of our youngsters kidnapped, our women raped in hundreds. You know what is happening in Syria, the Kafir Shia slaughtering our people there in Syria. You know what's happening in Yemen, what's happening in our own country. So it's a Mubarak occasion. We have 3-4 minutes left, inshallah. Let us all turn, sit in tashahud if you can. Turn to Almighty Allah and make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بالشيعه ومن والاهم. اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak occasion, our students have qualified. Ya Allah, use them for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us part of the Ahlul Sunnah, daytime, nighttime, right till the last breath of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our khatima on Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our teachers who taught us the hifz, my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limal. Ya Allah, our ustad, Hafiz Sheikh Mawlana Salimullah Khan. All our teachers, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our parents, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our family members, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, in our family, and the God took place, my brother's near grandson, Mohammed Mahmoud. Grant him happiness, Ya Allah. Today he was in nikah. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this madrasa, Ya Allah, grow from strength to strength. Ya Allah, our Darul Uloom students of Newcastle, accept them and accept all the other Darul Ulooms and the madrasas of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Ya Allah, the scourge of drugs and crime, Ya Allah, you remove it from our society, Ya Allah. Protect us, protect our children, Ya Allah. Fallahu khairun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, those who are ill and sick, give them shifa kamil, Ya Allah. Those who passed away, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Qala Allahu Ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم.
Ya Allah, bar bar haziri nasib farma. Ya Allah, take us to the Haramain Sharifain time and time again. Take us to Aqsa time and time again. Ya Allah, my brother Idris Mayat, reward him. Ya Allah, he went out of his way, Ya Allah. And all the other brothers, family, sisters who made our lives so comfortable, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept this broken dua, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا الله ومولانا يزيد give him more and more اللهم زيد فزيد يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين. Brothers, just forgive me, I have to leave now because 2 o'clock I got another live program. So inshallah I'll read Salat there. And because by the time we reach there will be about 1:30, 1:20, then I must read Salat, eat something, and then is the next program. So barakallahu fiqh to our sound men also. And Allah Ta'ala reward you, my brother, and all of you. Jazakallahu khairan.